This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-E-D, first name, Petrel, S-S-E-T-R-E-L-A, date of birth, April 1, 1973, date of evaluation, December 30th, 2024, your referring physician, disability and clinical correction, disability and social service. The HBI, the patient is a 51-year-old female who was referred for disability evaluation period. Patient reports history of mitral valve replacement dating to December 14, 2023 per Dr. Dwayne Stevens, period. The patient had been maintained on Coumadin for atrial fibrillation, period. She states that she has had dyspnea with minimal exertion. She has shortness of breath on going up one flight of stairs, holding her grandbaby, or other minimal activities, period. She has had chest pain, which is nonspecific, and is worsened with cold or lying in bed. She further reports symptoms of edema, which occur every other day, semicolon, for which she takes Lasix, period. Her past medical history includes one, arthritis, neck number atrial fibrillation, neck number left shoulder injury, neck number rheumatic heart disease, the past surgical history includes cardiac cath, mitral valve, balloon valvuloplasty in 2002, open mitral valve repair with a 33-3 infused and left atrial appendage ligation December 14, 2023, period. The medication per chart review includes metoprolol 25 milligrams twice daily, digoxin 0.125, take one by mouth, every Monday through Friday, take two tablets Saturday and Sunday, furosemide 20 milligrams, take one tablet PRN, edema or weight increase, protonic 40 milligrams once PO daily, the allergies, she states that she is allergic to iron, which results in burning. The family history, father had coronary artery disease, and uncle had heart disease at a young age. Social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use. Review of system, She has had recent late gain due to quartz weakness. Skin, she has itching and rash. Eyes, she lips, she reports dryness and pain. She wears glasses. Nose, she has bleeding and dryness. Oral cavity, she has bleeding gums. Neck, she has stiffness and pain. Respiratory, she has cough. Cardiac, as for HBI. Gastrointestinal, she has heartburn and constipation. She further reports bloating. Musculoskeletal, she has joint pain involving multiple joints, period. Neurologic, she has headaches. Symptoms of dizziness and trauma. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance. Hematologic, she reports easy bruising. Remainder of the review system is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 102/67, pulse 77, respiratory rate 20, height 61 inches, weight 230.6 pounds, period. The data review, she had a TEE March 14, 2023. This revealed mild TR severe mitral regurgitation and moderate mitral stenosis. Echo September 19, 2022, mild mitral regurgitation, mild aortic stenosis, moderate mitral stenosis, period. EKG, 6/11/2024, atrial fibrillation, 83 beats per minute, period. The impression, one, chronic atrial fibrillation. Next number, rheumatic mitral stenosis and regurgitation. Next number, heart failure secondary to valvular heart disease. Next number, presence of prosthetic mitral valve. The recommendation, patient is clinically stable, period. He has multiple correction. She has multiple medical problems as noted, period. She is noted to have history of heart failure and atrial fibrillation. Patient is currently in atrial fib, period. The plan will no further recommendations, period. she is noted to be in New York Heart Association Class 2, period. She should continue her current medication, period. An addendum, EKG, today, December 30th, 2024, reveals atrial fibrillation that rate of 72 beats per minute, non-specific ST depression. Dr. Rawlings and Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.